This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to know how stupid you are. The lie you believed when you were a kid.
That doesn't make you stupid. It just makes you, like, naive.
There was I was this person. Like, the Reddit thread that got us, you know, inspired to do this. How did you think traffic lights changed?
Yes. I am.
There's a person inside the little box. There's a box at the bottom.
Yeah.
Somebody's that little green box.
Yeah.
There's a person in there. Right? Yeah.
Just sitting there watching and like, yeah, okay, it's
like,
been time.
Probably enough time. Oh, a car just pulled up on this side. Doot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do they not work that way?
I'm not sure.
I applied
how they work.
For that job not too long ago.
God, I hope they hire you. Did you believe the gum thing in your stomach?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep.
And do you know that I played, I didn't give an F.
Yeah, same.
Because I'm such a voracious gum chewer. I loved gum. And I would I always had gum in my mouth. And I would put gum in my mouth every Sunday before we left for church. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, and then you're like, oh God, it's communion.
Yeah.
You can't go up there and
casual.
So I'm sitting here going, 7 years. I'm like, because I had this running date. I'm like,
oh, of when the last time?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, it was like 3 weeks ago. So 7 years from 3 weeks ago is when it's done. And you're like, damn it.
It happened again.
Yeah. And you're just packing good gum on bad. I'm like, oh my God, how many pieces of gum are sitting in there?
Wow.
A little chart of all the gum I got in my gullet. Did you guys believe that one or no?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And we know it's not true, or we just...
What else do you swallow that doesn't come out in your poop?
But nothing
Why
else,
would the gum stick?
Nothing
on
else
the
is
side?
That sticky. It feels like it would get stuck along the way.
Do you know how strong your stomach acid is?
Yeah, it wakes me up a lot, actually. I'm on medication.
I'm so sorry.
There's another one on this thread that kind of makes me feel weird. It says you can't swim for an hour after eating.
I thought it was a half an hour, not an hour.
It's an hour, and that is true.
It was
30
minutes is what I was always told.
You're telling me that's not true? Because I'm this many days old.
You're telling me I've been risking it? I've been going in 30 minutes too early?
Yeah, it's not.
They're saying it's not true at all. You can eat in the water.
Well, I do that and drink.
Wasn't it just parents saying you got to take a break?
But why?
You're splashing why and
they,
stuff.
No, because they thought it would cause cramps that would make you... drown pretty much, which is not true.
Like, not scientific.
I'm playing basketball
in
the pool. I'm not gonna cramp up. Like
right. Okay.
Touch the bottom. I remember I had one. Whenever we'd go through a drive-through, and then my mom would get a drink, you know, and then she'd be drinking it, and I would just be like, I'm so disappointed in you.
What?
You're not.
Yeah.
You're drinking and driving, just in front of your kids.
You thought the law was about.
Yeah. No drinking and driving. No drinking and driving. So as a little kid,
well,
put the cup down.
Hold on.
Put the Sprite down.
They weren't specific with it.
Yeah, they're not specific at all. Even to this day, it's
your
a little...
parents were not like my parents. I knew the difference.
Oh.
I knew what they were referring to.
I did not. I didn't know at all.
Oh my God, how tragic for you.
Yeah.
Like you had to think your parents were just...
Mm-hmm.
Reckless.
Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, they are just crazy.
Exactly, yeah. And I also remember
Did you ever smack it out of their hands? Like, no, mom, not today.
There was one time I remember being very upset and they're like, what's going on? And you're drinking and driving. And they were like,
oh my God.
Oh my God, you're such a nerd.
Okay. If you're dumb like us If there was some childhood lie or misconception you believed way long time ago, or even up until today,
yeah,
we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423 or text in to the exact same number.
I also thought it's along the drive-through lines, because I remember sometimes my mom would pay, especially in cash, and then they would give her money back. And then sometimes she would pay and they wouldn't give her money back. And I'd be like, why do we go to the places where they don't give you money? Like, just let's just go to the ones where they give us money, and then it won't be like, then we can
as much.
Yeah, we could eat out all the time. She's like, no, that's
it.
Not,
explains why you have a job in radio.
That's not how any of it works.
Yeah.
I think I don't know when I was when I realized this one, but like, for some reason, I think it was something. There was a chart when we were young. They showed your tongue.
Yeah.
And they
were
like bitter, sweet,
yep,
sour, and they circled areas on your tongue. And like whatever, spicy, whatever the different things were. So I would try to put food in my mouth. Like I'd try to put sweet and get it past the
the sweet section.
Yeah. And just be like, I won't taste it. I won't taste the sweet, and go like, oh. Like there was like Sour Patch Kids or something, yeah, like the thing. I was like, if I can just get it over the sour thing, then it won't hurt. You didn't think that your tongue had taste buds on your tongue that tasted different stuff.
I did think that, and I agree with Aaron, like she said before, they're not very clear. Like, why are you making this diagram if it's not true? Why are you showing this?
Your taste buds taste everything, but it's not like the sides are only sour. Like,
but then why they draw sections on the tongue?
I don't know.
Why they draw that? Like, here's where your bitter ones taste.
More?
Like, that's where they live. They live over here on this side of your tongue. That's what I believe. I'm like,
I'm with
ooh,
you.
This is bitter. I better eat
so
on the other
okay
side of my mouth.
So it's okay when you follow a map like that, but when I get confused because Alaska is actually attached, like, and you can drive there, that's not okay?
Yeah, because you're dumb.
Okay. Oh, okay. How's your taste buds?
Where's umami?
I don't know
if that one's been added.
They
I don't
didn't
know.
Have that back in my
yeah, no. They add that. They take away Pluto. They add umami. It's okay. Like, what's? I don't know what to believe anymore.
We're all
anymore.
Over the map, so we're going to just turn it over to the phones. What is the childhood lie you believed? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What? I forget what we're calling this.
Childhood lies?
Childhood lies.
Dumb people?
Last one. Yeah, okay. The stupid stuff you believed when you were just little.
Yeah.
Carrie?
Yes.
What'd you used to believe?
I also used to believe about the chewing the gum and swallowing it, and it stays in your system for 7 years.
Because here's the reason that it seemed plausible. I probably shouldn't get into it, but I have no choice now. You fire down, you go to a Rockies game, and you fire down a bag of peanuts. The next day, you know you did.
Oh, yeah.
There's proof.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Next day after swallowing a pack of gum, you don't know.
Why would that be any different?
Well, you'd have to do a lot of gum, but it's like, you know, like when you get Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity ice cream or something, it's got the chunks of maraschino cherries like or whatever, and you can see all the different things that are in it. You just assume, like, I'm going to see my bright blue extra gum in there.
Well, and everybody says 7 years. It came from somewhere. Like, everyone says the same thing, you know?
But it's just such an arbitrary number just meant to fool children.
Yeah. Mm.
Because, like, nothing that you eat stays in you for, like, everything you eat is out of you.
Yeah.
Because I've always found that funny,
momentarily
too.
Momentarily,
like, yeah, people go like, I got food poisoning from that restaurant I just left. And it's like, no, you didn't. It wouldn't have hit you yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes time. It's like, I had diarrhea like 40 minutes after I left. It's like, okay, then what'd you have for breakfast, idiot? That's where you got sick.
Tell me when something new happens.
This show. Daxton?
Yai.
Childhood lies, what'd you believe?
So younger, my parents used to tell me that when I would turn on the light in the back seat, that it was illegal, that they would get arrested for it.
It is true. You do get arrested for that. That is true. Woo-hoo. That is not a lie. There are definitely parents listening that will be very upset if we let the cat out of that bag.
It's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, they don't take him directly to the hanging table. It's, they were annoyed.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
It is annoying as hell. Have you ever tried to ride when that light is on? It's when you're driving at night.
I feel like I have, but maybe I haven't.
It's annoying. And it's your kids, and they're just being loud. When they turn the light on, mostly you want it off because they'll shut up and go to sleep.
Yeah. There it is.
But if it's on, then they're talking to each other, and you're just like, shut up and turn the light off!
So this whole time, I've been driving around with my lights on, just thinking I'm a badass.
Not
and
not the lights.
I know, the inside ones. Yeah.
You've been...
Yeah. You can't tell me what to do.
I'm a rebel! Lori?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Are you also one who believes in the lights in the car?
Yes, that's me.
Why? Why are you so dumb?
I don't know. That's just... because I mean, I'm still pretty dumb. I'm not going to lie.
But do you still believe it? You don't still believe it. You know it's not true.
I kind of do. I know it's not true because we do it, but I kind of do, and I tell my kids the same thing.
Right.
Okay, is that bad?
Why risk it?
Keep the rumor.
What if it is true?
Keep it going.
Lights are on. That's probable cause.
We're searching
this vehicle.
Thank you. Yes, if you're carrying cocaine, make sure your interior lights. Stephanie?
Yes.
Hi. What's the childhood lie you believed?
So I grew up in Albuquerque, and just outside of Albuquerque, there was a cement factory. And every time we would drive up to go skiing, my parents would tell me that it was Santa Claus's factory. And so up until...
Santa Claus was running a cement factory?
She didn't know it was cement.
Oh, you didn't know it was a cement factory. You just thought it was...
Yeah, I thought it was the toy factory.
You know what? I forgot about this. There was a limo place off of like Federal and Lowell or Yale or something.
Okay.
And I thought that was like Britney Spears' private limo selection because my dad told me that. There was like a pink Hummer limo.
What?
I forgot about that until
so
this
parents
moment.
Parents just make up backstories for things on the road?
Yeah.
So at what point did you go knocking on the door to talk to the big man and figure out it wasn't his spot?
Well, I seriously, up until my 20s, I think I thought it was a toy factory. Okay. And we were driving up and I was like, hey, there's Santa Claus's factory. And my family was like, that's a cement factory. I don't know why you believe that all these
Santa
years.
Cement, close enough.
Thank you, Stephanie. Marcy.
Yay.
What lie did you believe as a kid?
So the worst part is what happened, what I did with the information. But my parents told me if you sat too close to the TV, you wouldn't be able to have children when you were older.
Holy hell. My parents just said blindness.
Yeah, same.
No.
They went all the way to infertility.
So I'm sitting in health class, right?
Oh,
it's in fifth grade.
Oh, no.
And they say, what are ways you can prevent from having kids? And I stand up and raise my hand and say, sitting too close to the TV.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I blink my boyfriend, we made sure we were real close to the TV.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.